Good morning, and welcome to the September 9th edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and today's date is Thursday, September 10th, 2026. We're going to jump right into our local community news and notes today, starting with a reminder of the pet supplies drive at Menards. Our local Menards Home Improvement Store is again serving as a drop site for a local humane association for 2 full months, August 1st through September 30th. We're pleased to be able to participate in such a wonderful event as we hope to lend a helping hand to our community. Menards offers a wide variety of pet supplies that can be donated, including food, treats, feeders, collars, beds, storage containers, mats, and so much more that can be found in the Pet and Wildlife Department for immediate donation. There's a large collection box near the exit where you can place your donations. If you have questions, you can contact Jeff Abbott at jabbott@menard-inc.com or simply call the store for more information. We want to be also reminded that there are a couple of different food pantries available to help those in need in Tolono. One is every Monday from 5 to 6:30 in the evening and Friday mornings from 9 to 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Charities in Tolono. They have a free food pantry located at the parish, which provides fresh produce, meat, and pantry items. And the food pantries at St. Patrick's are open to everyone in Champaign County. Also, every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m., the Giving Place is open in Tolono, also wanting to help families in need of food. If you are caring for a loved one, such as a spouse or a parent or a child with a disability, there's a caregivers group where people can share their experiences, suggestions, and resources. They meet at the Zest for Life Center in Villa Grove, located at 610 East Harrison, at 1:30 in the afternoon on the first Wednesday of every month. This is a free and informal group for caregivers. If you have questions, you can call or text, leave a message at 217-369-7071. The Sydney Christian Church is offering a grief share seminar, and they want to invite anyone who is experiencing the grief of losing a loved one. This is a 12-week grief share recovery seminar and support group. The group meets on Sunday afternoons. They began on September 6th at 3 to 4:30 p.m., Sunday afternoons at the Sydney Christian Church. This will be every Sunday afternoon, and will conclude with a special two-hour session called Surviving the Holidays, and that is scheduled for November 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sydney Christian Church. Their address is 305 East Main Street in Sydney, next to the community building. And next up, we have news from Rocket Nation, brought to us by Diane Ducey, and she reports that Jan Blaney, who is the program director for Catholic Charities of Champaign and Piatt Counties, offered a report on the first Tuesday of the month, a progress report at St. Matthew's Church in Champaign. She presented before 15 representatives of the advisory board at the beginning of September to track work done and accomplishments in August 2026. Her report reinforces the need for fundraisers such as the Dine to Donate, scheduled for Monocle's Pizza Restaurants on September 30th. In Champaign, Monocle's is at 205 North Mattis, and in Urbana, Monocles is located at 2702 South Philo Road. Just present your flyer for the special offers. She also offered details about St. Patrick's Pantry, located at the St. Patrick's Parish Center at 304 East Vine in Tolono, which was open 9 times during August, and 14 volunteers provided 125 hours of service to make that happen. The pantry serves anyone needing food, personal care products, and cleaning products on Mondays from 5 to 6:30 and Fridays from 9 to 10:30 in the morning. The pantry was closed on September 7th for Labor Day. Donations have been received from area gardeners, bakers, and some families who provided paper products. Parishioners from St. Pat's and St. Thomas churches also donated non-perishables. Delta Dental, through the Carl Community Health Program, has provided dental care products. The Meal Connect program provided 1,790 pounds of food from Aldi's in Savoy and the Dollar General stores in Philo and Tolono. The Eastern Illinois Food Bank provided 2,555 pounds of food at no cost and 529 pounds of other foods for a cost of $223. That's less than 50 cents a pound. Donations were also made by the Unity Rocket Locker and Empty Tomb. 64 families were served during August, including 7 new ones. 25 families came multiple times for a total of 128 visits to the pantry. In addition, 3 emergency deliveries were made. The Champaign and Piatt County Advisory Boards hosted multiple fundraisers throughout the year. The most recent was held August 29th at the Elks Club in Savoy. A bingo night is being planned for Saturday, November 14th, if you'd like to save the date. Profits from the bingo fundraiser, the summer newsletter, the winter newsletter, and second collections at church not only support the St. Patrick's Pantry and the senior luncheon, but they're vital to the support of the Light of Hope program, which works to prevent homelessness. So the next big fundraiser is Dine to Donate. That's being planned for the Champaign and the Urbana Monocles restaurants on Wednesday, September 30th. Flyers are available, and 20% of your bill will support the mission to serve others in Champaign and Piatt counties. Please post about this fundraising event on your social media or any other digital platforms to let any service groups, clubs, schools, and local church people know so that they can help raise money and attention for this fundraiser. Inside the past month, more than 40 requests were made to get assistance one time, to have their rent paid, to save them from eviction, or to have the power and water bills paid and caught up as people in our community faced desperate situations and seeking assistance from this program. The local Catholic churches will have the flyers available for you, or you can reach out to the Volunteer Board Publicity Chair at DianeDucey@yahoo.com, and she says a special thank you to everyone who donates to these fundraisers. And next we have the Sydney Scoop, brought to us by Ann Roten. And she notes that Friday, September 11th, is known as Patriot Day and the National Day of Service and Remembrance, as we remember the 2,977 victims who lost their lives after hijackers associated with the extremist group Al-Qaeda seized 4 commercial airplanes 25 years ago on September 11th, 2001. 2 planes hit the World Trade Center towers in New York City. 1 hit the Pentagon near Washington, D.C., and a 4th crashed in a rural Pennsylvania field after the passengers and crew fought back against the hijackers. The William F. Ernest American Legion Post 559, located at 604 North Hickory Street in Champaign will host their annual 9/11 Remembrance Ceremony this Friday, September 11th at 3 p.m. The event will take place in the parking lot of the American Legion Post, and although limited seating will be available, those attending should feel free to bring chairs. The remembrance will take place rain or shine, as the Post vows to never forget, and hope to accomplish this through the ceremony, as well as celebrating those who continue to serve, protect, and exhibit patriotism and love for our country. The Champaign American Legion Post 24 Color and Honor Guard will provide a 21-gun salute and play taps at the 9/11 Remembrance Ceremony. Changing subjects, opening day for the Negan Guard Pumpkin Patch has been announced for Saturday, September 26th. Your correspondent is ready to decorate for the fall season and Halloween, and she's happy to hear that the Sydney Township seasonal business Negan Guard Pumpkin Patch is soon opening. They have lots to choose from for your fall decorating and Halloween fun, from a large assortment of pumpkins, big and small, to gourds, Indian corn, squash, bales of straw, and corn shuck bundles. Our correspondent recently spoke with Mitch Negengard, and he additionally reported that they still have all of their farm animals. They include goats, cows, pigs, chickens, and ducks for folks to see, and they're excited and looking forward to having everyone come out. Payment for purchases is by cash or check only, and they will be open every day, 7 days a week, starting Saturday, September 26th, through Halloween, which is Saturday, October 31st, from 9 a.m. until dark. The Negan Guard Pumpkin Patch is located at 1883 County Road 700 North in the Sydney Township, between Sydney and Philo. For more information, you can call Mitch Negan Guard at 217-722-7866. Our correspondent will be attending the Pumpkin Patch's opening day to snap some photos of all the fun, and she'll cover that visit in the next issues of Southern Champaign County Today. And now we'll take a moment to look up at the night sky, courtesy of David Leakey, who is retired director of the Starkle Planetarium at Parkland College, also a co-founder of the Champaign-Urbana Astronomical Society. And he begins, "Look in the southwest, Saturday evening, very soon after sunset, for a very thin crescent moon. The moon is only 4% illuminated. It'll be easier on Sunday evening as the moon drifts a bit eastward away from the sun. The star Spica is above and right of the moon, although you'll have to let the moon get low so the skies are dark enough to see the star. An unobstructed horizon will help. The planet Venus is situated to the upper left of the moon. Monday evening, the moon will have passed Venus, but the pair will still impress in the evening twilight. Get a good look at Venus, as it will be difficult to see by early October. It heads sunward now to pass between the Earth and the Sun during the third full week of October. Then it treks into the morning sky for those early risers to see. By Thursday evening of next week, the moon is near the reddish star Antares, the heart of our summer scorpion." Next, we have our weekly newsletter from the Philo Public Library, and they begin by wishing everyone a good Labor Day weekend. Other than the heat, it was pretty nice, a breeze blowing, sun shining, and an extra long weekend. But how many of us went to the University of Illinois football game on Thursday night? And what did you think of the new scoreboard? We're just curious what the general consensus is. The folks at the library have started watching Yellowstone 1887 and the 1923 series over the past week or so. As others have pointed out, there are some historical inaccuracies, but we think on the whole, these series represent history for all to think about. All of our DVDs are available for you to check out, and we really recommend the quality of our discs. If you're in the mood for a Western or a story that takes place in the West of the United States, now or in the past, we've got antagonists, protagonists, and some, in our opinion, that are a bit of each. Please come and take a look through these and take some home with you tonight. But the majority of the characters and our stories are well played, and the stories by Taylor Sheridan are enjoyable to watch. You can check all of these out at the Philo Library. And as they always say, thank you for reading. And next up, we have the weekly newsletter from the Tolono Library, which wants us to help celebrate Grandparents' Day. And this article was prepared by Hillary Reinhardt, who is the Community Engagement Librarian at Tolono. So she begins, National Grandparents' Day is Sunday, and we're celebrating this Saturday, September 12th, from 12:30 to 2, with a grandparents' garden party. Grandparents and grandchildren are welcome to join us behind the library for a picnic-style celebration. The library will provide light refreshments, but feel free to pack a picnic lunch. We'll have tables set up under tents with crafts for the kids. A story walk will be set up for you to peruse, and Miss Leslie will be doing a story time for everyone to enjoy. Prior to the garden party on September 12th from 10 to 11:30, Amy will be leading a book repair workshop. She'll show you how to repair your personal, well-loved books. We also have several of our regularly recurring programs happening this week, including Friday Story Time and Sensory Play, Youth Tinker Club, LKBC, Tuesday DIY, Coffee Talk, and Teen Make Lab. And don't miss out on Leslie Barr's Zentangle class on Tuesday, September 15th from 5:30 to 7. The Zentangle method is an easy-to-learn, relaxing, and fun way to create beautiful images by drawing structured patterns. We call these patterns tangles, and you can create tangles with combinations of dots, lines, simple curves, S curves, and orbs. These simple shapes are the elementary strokes in all Zen Tangle art. Register for this program today online or just call the library. You may have noticed that our new public library recently added outside of our doors. The public library is a pet food pantry, and it was built and will be maintained by Girl Scout from Troops 2452 and 2119 out of Unity Junior High and St. Thomas in Philo. Come by and check it out. This pantry has some amazing information as well as donated items for your pet. If you're donating, the pantry is looking for unopened, clean, and unexpired items. The library is also currently accepting donations of like-new fiction books, as well as gently used, like-new, clean Halloween costumes. Either can be dropped off at the front desk of the library. For a complete list of our upcoming programs and schedules, check out our website at tolono-library.org. Or stop into the library and pick up a monthly calendar or event brochure. And now we have an article regarding the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Programs, which featured a roundtable discussion regarding disasters and federal resources. They note that the USDA Rural Development Program remains committed to long-term resilience through repairing homes, businesses, critical infrastructure, and providing services across rural Illinois. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development has programs available to help rural Illinois residents businesses, and communities recover and rebuild after a disaster. Quote, under President Trump's leadership, Secretary Brooke Rollins has made delivering timely disaster assistance a top priority, said USDA Rural Development Illinois State Director Jesus Ortega. USDA Rural Development remains committed to investing in long-term resilience through repairing homes, businesses, critical infrastructure, and a variety of services. In August, U.S. Representative Mike Boast held a Disasters and Federal Resources Roundtable events in both Marion and Effingham, Illinois. State Director Ortega highlighted USDA disaster assistance programs during the events with local, state, and federal leaders. Southern Illinois has faced its share of damaging weather. When disaster strikes, our communities need to know that help is available, said Boast. That's why I thought it was important to bring local, state, and federal stakeholders to the table to discuss how best to ensure that resources are available to not only recover, but to rebuild stronger and better prepared for the next disaster. State Director Ortega highlighted several rural development programs at the roundtable, including the following. Special Evaluation Assistance for Rural Communities and Households. The acronym for this program is the word SEARCH. This program provides funding to financially distressed rural communities to pay for pre-development feasibility studies, pre-design assistance, and technical assistance for water and waste disposal projects. The Emergency Community Water Assistance Grants, their acronym is ECWAG. This program helps eligible communities prepare or recover from an emergency that threatens the availability of safe, reliable drinking water. That's the Emergency Community Water Assistance Grants. Next, the Water and Waste Disposal Pre-Development Planning Grants. This program helps eligible low-income communities plan and develop applications for proposed USDA rural development water or waste disposal projects. The Single-Family Housing Repair Loans and Grants, also known as Section 504 Home Repair Program, provides loans to very low-income homeowners to repair, improve, or modernize their homes, and they also provide grants to elderly, very low-income homeowners to remove health and safety hazards in their homes. Effingham Fire Chief Brant Yoakum attended the roundtable discussion and said, "Disaster recovery starts long before the disaster happens. For local communities, knowing what resources are available and having relationships already established with our state and federal partners can make a significant difference when an emergency occurs." Chief Yoakum continued by saying, "The roundtable was a great opportunity to learn more about the programs available to our communities and, just as importantly, to meet the people behind those programs and establish relationships before we need them. For more information on rural development programs for Illinois, you can email this address." And I'm going to read it to you very slowly. It is rd.il.general.inquiries@usda.gov. All those abbreviations stand for Rural Development, RD, dot Illinois, IL, dot general, dot inquiries at usda.gov. For more information on USDA rural development investments in rural America, visit the Rural Data Gateway. The Rural Data Gateway is an online tool that strengthens USDA rural development partnerships with rural people, entrepreneurs, government officials, and congressional representatives by making investment data accessible to the public. Again, you can learn more about all of these programs at this website, rd.usda.gov/IL. You can also subscribe to the Gov Delivery Updates and follow us on X at RD_Illinois. Next, we have a few observations from the Ramblin' Man, who is actually David Porter. And he begins by confessing that my impressions are not impressive, my comedy is not funny. I've been working on impressions for my stand-up comedy routine. So this is my impression of my friend Bob. Hi, I'm Bob. I'll admit it's not a great impression. It sounds a lot like me, but with a fake baritone voice. Nobody in the audience knows my friend Bob, though, so they don't know. For all they know, it's a great impression. They say you can make only one first impression, so make it a good one. My first impression today is still on my pillow. It looks a lot like the shape of my head. For my next impression, I'll need a piece of paper and a dull object, like a butter knife. I also do magic tricks. I love magic, and I'm pretty good at it. I can make a whole audience disappear. I'm still working on some tricks. I mean, I saw a person in half. Putting them back together is the tricky part. Haven't quite mastered that yet, and I'm running out of volunteers. I really do have a long-time dream of doing stand-up comedy. I'm halfway there. I know how to stand up. I can also speak. That's a very important part of stand-up comedy these days, since miming is a bit outmoded. There are really only three components to stand-up comedy. Stand up, speak, and be funny. Two out of three ain't bad. They say the key to comedy is timing. That joke works better in audio than it does in text. So why do I want to do stand-up? There's another old joke for that response. When I was a kid and said I wanted to do stand-up, everybody laughed at me. I showed them and became a comic. Nobody's laughing now. Seriously, though, people said that. My friends told me not to do it. People will laugh at you, they said. Yep, that's the goal. I am, as you may know, naturally introverted. If you asked my friends what I'm like, they would say, I'm quiet. They might also say less flattering things. Funny is not on the list. If they listed 1,000 traits about me, most of my friends would never mention funny. And by most of them, I mean both of them. That's one of the things about being an introvert. Our social circle is the size of a hula hoop. But I like pushing my own boundaries. Well, let's be honest here. I like thinking about pushing my own boundaries. I don't actually do that much of it. We introverts dream about being extroverts. Performing on a stage is like riding a roller coaster. It feels dangerous and exhilarating. I know I can't sing or dance, and I can't act, and I can't act like I can sing or dance. I have had people ask me to sing for them. Nobody has ever asked me twice. My daughter's first complete sentence was, "Daddy, please don't sing." At least she was polite about it. So, if I can't sing or dance or act, that pretty much leaves stand-up. It seems achievable. It's never going to happen, but that's okay. Sometimes the dream is enough. David Porter, our Ramblin' Man, can be reached at presseditor1@gmail.com or at a comedy club near you. The email is a better bet, he says. Well, this concludes our reading of the September 9th edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and I invite you to join us again next week.